Kenyans are voting at the beginning of August in a controversial referendum for a new constitution, whose main aim is to reduce the powers of the president and end the marginalisation of some tribes. Opinion polls suggest the new constitution will be approved, although the number of those opposed to it is growing. The draft document contains two controversial clauses, one allowing abortions on medical grounds and a second one recognising Muslim courts dealing with inheritance and divorce. Drawing up a new constitution was a key provision in the power-sharing deal struck between the president and the prime minister after the disputed presidential election in 2007. The outcome of that election triggered widespread violence that left more than 1,000 people dead and 600,000 displaced from their homes. Some Kenyan analysts have expressed fears that violence could break out again following this referendum by disgruntled voters of the losing side. So is this a real fear? A question I put to Tom Onyango from Kenya, who is the Regional Justice and Peace Programme Officer for the Catholic aid agency, CAFOD.
There's a tension and people are feeling that it could break out, but there are not so many people who are saying no. Looking at the different polls that have been coming out, is that the majority of the people are saying yes. So if the yes side wins, there's likely not to be having a major breakout of violence. I think the challenge is if the no team wins, then they would be looking at that as a vote of no confidence in the government, and they may want to be agitating for a change of government. That is where the trouble would be if the no team wins. But as it is now, the situation is that most of the people who are talking are all saying they are going to be voting yes. The majority are going for yes.
So is there general agreement among ordinary Kenyans about the key issue of seeking to cut back the president's powers and end the marginalisation of some tribes? Is this felt to be a long overdue step?
Yes, I think so. The new constitution as it is puts a lot of checks and balances, which are a huge departure from the current constitution. So people are in agreement that at least the president would never have much more power as he used to have. And the people in the community through the counties would be having a lot more say in the running of the government as opposed to what we have currently. So that's a general agreement.
But whilst the politicians and the eyes of the outside world are largely focused on this upcoming referendum on the constitution, many ordinary Kenyans are struggling with far more pressing concerns, such as worsening drought and consequent malnutrition among their children. Tom says as a result of changing weather patterns, drought is becoming almost endemic in more areas of the country.
That's true. I mean, it's getting much more frequent and it's staying much longer than it used to be before. Like, initially they would know that a drought would come after every 5 years. Now that has got down to almost after every 1 year, they have a cycle that would then last for up to 2 or 3 years at some point. So that is more of what they're seeing as the effect. They won't call it climate change, but the change of weather patterns that is changing and is having effects on their communities and how they cope up with it.
I gather that you visited a community in a diocese in northern Kenya last month, and
yeah,
you found a dramatic change there compared to your previous visit there 5 years ago. Perhaps you could begin by telling us how the situation was 5 years ago.
When I got the job with CAFOD 5 years ago, and the first place I went to was the Diocese of Maralal, which is in northern Kenya, and I was so shocked with the things that I saw. The land was so dry, they had a long period of drought, and there was no water. You could see how people were struggling to get water for basically anything. And communities, because they are different communities, are mostly nomadic and pastoralist communities, the little on the few grazing lands or the few water points was more of a conflict issue because they're all fighting to get water for their livestock. Also, food was in itself very scarce in those communities in northern Kenya. And the children who are growing up had very little to eat as well because they're so malnourished. So those are some of the very bad images I got the first time I went to northern Kenya. And talking to some of them, they always said, some of the elders were saying the drought cycles had gotten shorter and shorter, and they were much longer periods.
So given the fact that these droughts are becoming more frequent, more severe, how do people feel about the future there? Is there a lot of fear about perhaps what could be seen as a climate change or whatever?
Yeah, people are looking at the future and they're looking at it getting worse and worse. But what they're trying to do is looking at the traditional mechanisms of how they used to cope with the droughts when it came and getting more prepared and saying we may need to be protecting some of the water points that they would be using during drought time. We need to safeguard some of those for the times that are going to be bad.
I was speaking to Tom Onyango from Kenya.